Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Well, the Singapore economy is tipped to rebound sharply in 2021, but it is off a low base from the ongoing recession.
But even with COVID-19 vaccines getting distributed all over the world, politicians and policymakers here have quashed hopes of a miracle cure. Virus-related global uncertainty, of course, still haunting recovery.
And according to Singapore's Ministry of Trade and Industry, the economy is also unlikely to recover to what it used to be by 2021.
Yeah, you know, for the already battered hospitality industry and you know, especially all the SMEs, waiting out the pandemic is not an option because they would risk permanent closure if prompt action is not taken.
Yeah, so the question is, what can our local hospitality businesses actually do to survive possibly the biggest setback the sector's ever seen? And with Budget 2021 just around the corner, can we expect the government to extend more help to this particular sector?
Very timely conversation we're having with Nicole Chow, Managing Director and Partner, Boston Consulting Group. Nick, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thank you.
Thank you so much for taking the time. We are going to talk about the survival of the hospitality industry. From your point of view, are many realizing the importance of helping this industry survive the pandemic? In terms of timing, is it too late? Should they have reacted faster? Should governments around the world have reacted faster? What's your opinion?
Yeah, I think that it's very clear that governments recognize the importance of the hospitality sector. You know, globally, it's 10% of total employment and over $9 trillion contributed to the global GDP. And in Singapore, it's 14% of total employment. And so I think governments all over the world realize the importance of the sector. I think Singapore has done a particularly good job compared to most, but for the most part, unfortunately, around the world, governments haven't done quite enough to support the sector.
Yeah, I have to say, anybody who rolls up to a hotel in Singapore these days can be quite astonished by the number of people queuing up to start their staycations. So, I mean, you just mentioned that Singapore's done a pretty good job, but should they do more? You know, the budget is just around the corner and, you know, lots of people are asking, how deep are the pockets?
Yeah, I think it's really a matter of making sure that we stay the course with the aid that we're giving to the hospitality sector. I mean, like you mentioned earlier, vaccinations are not a miracle cure for the pandemic, right? And even the most optimistic scenarios only see full vaccination deployment in 2022. And so it's going to be a while before we're back to normal for the hospitality sector, since we kind of rely on a return to normal tourism and normal travel patterns. And so making sure governments continue to support the hospitality sector would be really important.
I think it's one thing to say Singapore's done a pretty decent job, but if we were to look globally, is there or are there countries that Singapore could learn from in terms of trying to prop up the hospitality sector?
To be honest, and I've looked around the world at different government policies, and this in Singapore has probably the most comprehensive set of policies dedicated to supporting hospitality. The one thing I will say is that there's probably an opportunity to collaborate more with bigger players within the value chain, people who sell to this hospitality sector to help them continue to thrive. And so there may be opportunities to sort of collaborate better with private sector versus just having government be the one delivering the aid to the sector.
Good point.
Yeah, definitely. And while we're on the subject of what other countries have done, I mean, something that I spotted in the news today was this story about this Swiss, a skiing event in Switzerland that might have to be cancelled because one British tourist in the area led to 27 cases of COVID-19 when the Swiss authorities thought they had it under control. One of the criticisms was that what Swiss should have done was just cancelled all these events completely, shut down all of the resorts completely, like other European countries did. Now, is that story indicative of, you know, the importance of collaboration between countries when it comes to the way that they treat their hospitality sector, the tourism sector?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the best thing that any government can do for its hospitality sector right now is to contain COVID, right, and bring things back to normalcy as quickly as possible. And so figuring out how governments are going to work together to manage the response and manage the response in a consistent way is really critical.
Like, for example, do you think that when we roll up to a hotel, we might need to start bringing vaccination certificates? Would that change the game?
It'll be some time before we're close to that and getting to an agreed global standard where everyone can trust the vaccine certificates from every different country, it's going to take a while. I do think it would be a game changer, but it's some ways off.
Okay, Nick, another off-the-cuff question in relation to what you just said. I mean, you did say it'll take some time. One of the things I think the world is keenly watching is the potential for a cancelled Olympics that's already been postponed. So now the Japanese government yesterday, of course, they said it would expand a state of emergency that's declared for the Tokyo area last week to 7 more prefectures. Where Japan's hospitality sector is concerned, I mean, what are you observing and what are you hearing on the ground, the potential for the Olympics to possibly be postponed again? How much of a blow is that going to be?
Yeah, that's not something I've looked at directly, but I have the good fortune of working with some companies who look at the Japanese market.
Okay.
I will say is that the big challenge is whether or not the Japanese population is going to be supportive of holding the Olympics, right? Because unfortunately right now, with the way things are, I don't think the Japanese populace is in favor necessarily of having the Olympics. And it'll be a question really of can the government bring them around to be confident in the wisdom and the viability of holding the Olympics? And that's the big question that has yet to be answered.
Wow. Yeah, definitely. Thanks for that. Now, one of the things that we've observed here in Singapore that's been absolutely remarkable, it isn't just government help, it's been collaboration. And it's been the fact that we've seen hotels repurposed for different reasons, and we've seen facilities pivot in the way that, that they're used. What would you say about wider industry here in Singapore and how it can help the hospitality industry?
Yeah, that's absolutely a good point. And I think the fact that the government has helped hotels to pivot in that way has been probably a lifesaver for many of those hotels. I think the one thing that I haven't necessarily seen to specific to Singapore is finding ways for big companies like Unilever, AB InBev, Pepsi. You know, these are the companies that derive a lot of their revenue from selling to the hospitality sector, right? Whether it's packaged goods or soda or alcohol. How can you find ways for them to be part of the solution to help SMEs to survive, whether it's through better trade terms for them and so on, and finding ways for them to play a bigger role in supporting the hospitality sector could be interesting, whether it's directly alone or with matching government funding for them.
Right, right. So it's like tapping on their existing supply chain for solutions in that sense.
That's a really good point because they all hold each other up, don't they?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I know a lot of these companies, especially, say, in the alcohol sector, you know, up to 50% of their revenue can come through hospitality. And so it's really in everyone's best interest to keep the sector vibrant over the long run.
Nick, what advice then would you give to hospitality SMEs to survive this downturn? I mean, what kind of best practices can be done for their business recovery?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing is that you've really got to adapt to the new digital norm of society, right? I think in Singapore, I saw a stat from Nielsen that 70% of consumers have brought their groceries online, and many of them were first-time shoppers in the spring of 2020 online, and they're planning to stay buying their groceries online.
Right.
And that's going to be true when you replicate it through, you know, food delivery and other things as well. So SMEs need to be ready to meet consumers where they are. And if consumers are online, then you've got to be able to pivot your own business model to be online as well, right? And that brings challenges because obviously where, you know, you used to go to Hawker Center and pick something up, now maybe you're getting it delivered. And that involves a commission that you've got to pay to the delivery platform. And so it means that SMEs are going to need to adapt their business models to account for that in ways that probably more traditional companies are not so used to.
Yeah, definitely. And just jumping off that point, how do you see the future of the hospitality industry evolving post-COVID-19? Obviously, there's more of this online stuff. You know, we've had a warning from the United Nations overnight that this work-from-home scenario, that's going to continue. So you can expect more and more people to want to manage deliveries to home and that sort of thing. What can we expect over the coming years?
Yeah, I think it's going to be quite a slow return to normal, what we thought of as normal before 2020. When we do research on consumers around the world, what we find is that consumer comfort with hospitality-related activities like going to the restaurant tends to lag the end of restrictions. And so that means that even once restrictions are ended and we're back to sort of a no-lockdown scenario around the world, it's still going to be a little while before people start acting like quote-unquote normally like they did before. And so I think we should expect that there won't be a new normal for a little while. It's going to be this depressed state for the industry, likely at least through the middle of next year, based on what we're seeing.
Okay, well, when we kicked off this interview, we were looking for some positivity. So having come out on that note, if there is anything super encouraging that you do see on the horizon, or perhaps a shift or a pivot or a change that you think is something really good that we've learned as a result of this pandemic, what would you say that is?
I think that the value chain of hospitality throughout has been much more resilient and flexible than perhaps we thought. Like the ability for the industry to adapt very quickly, to pivot its business model, to collaborate with government is clearly a bright spot. And I think Singapore's response particularly should be something that is held up as a really good example of a comprehensive government response to changing to a pandemic, which is unprecedented, right? And so I think there's a bright spot. It's that the government has responded quite well and quite effectively to it.
We've been speaking with Nicol Zhou, who is Managing Director and Partner Boston Consulting Group on Travel Thursdays. Nick, thank you so much for your time. Take care and stay safe, yeah?
Thanks very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.